Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Almost winding down Maseches Bava Metzia. We're on the bottom line of Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsburg, Leila Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe. It's also Leila Nishmas, the entire town of Tiktid in Lita, that the entire town was killed by the Nazis tomorrow. The yard site is tomorrow, Aleph Elul, and we're learning Zecher Nishmas the entire week in their honor and in their memory. Okay, bottom line. We learned in the Mishnah that if two people living in a house, one lives in the downstairs, one lives in the upstairs, and for some reason the upstairs gets destroyed and there's nowhere for them to live. The Mishnah said they could move right in with the downstairs people and take over the apartment. We're going to have a kasha in a few minutes that the downstairs people have to leave or they can also stay. So we're going to see they can stay. So everyone's one big happy family now. So boy Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Rabbi Mamel asked the question. Kishu dar, when he has a question. When he lives there and downstairs in the apartment, Levado hu dar, because he made a kara, does he get an apartment like he always had? He always had an apartment. So does he get the downstairs apartment? Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. Shneim darim. They both live there. They both live in the apartment. The maskier, in other words, the landlord, can take to the tenant. I didn't rent you an apartment. I should be in the street. That wasn't my intent. I never did that. So you have the right to come into my apartment? Fine. I'm not leaving. Now, im tim tzalomer, if you want to say that shneim darim ba, they both live there, kishahu mishtamesh, listen to this, kishahu mishtamesh derech psachim, mishtamesh. So now, the guy lives in the upstairs apartment. Whenever he wanted to get to his apartment, he had to climb the stairs to go to his apartment on the upstairs. Now he's living downstairs. Why is he living downstairs? Because there's a hole in his ceiling. There's a hole in his floor. So he can't live in the apartment. He's got to live downstairs. So when he lives downstairs, can he use the front door? Oh, Derek Gagin Mishtamesh. We have to climb up the stairs to the second floor and then climb down through the hole. That's the kasha of the Gemara. You hear this? No. No.
What
are we thinking now? You have to climb up three. Right. So mi amar, do we say kizimei kara, just like the life was before this ceiling floor broke. Mad mei kara derech gagin, just like beforehand, the guy had to climb up to the roof and to enter his apartment, climb up the flight of stairs to enter his apartment. Hashtanami, here also derech gagin, same thing. I can't stop you from living in my apartment with me. But at least go up like you always used to and then come back down. Oh, Dilmor, maybe. Matzi Amale. No. The neighbor could say, the tenant could say, Kabuli Alai Aliyah. Aliyah Kabuli Alai. My rent was to go up the stairs. Aliyah via Ridalo Kabuli Alai. My rent wasn't to go up and then back down. We had that already. I think he does not. Right, that was not part. We had that already. The ladder, the staircase, is the tenant's responsibility. I think we had that already.
The interior.
Oh, the interior. That I don't know. The marshal asked, isn't that Midas Sodom?
Yes.
What are you making the guy climb up this? What are you making him climb up for and then go back down? That Midas Sodom. What are you doing that for? We're gonna have the whole daf today. It's about Zenan of Zel Lachaser. This is classic example. The guy's allowed to live in the apartment. He's allowed to be there. Are you making him shove up and then down? What's up with that? Right? So I think this is what he answers. There's two answers. The marshal gives one answer. He says here that it's true. It would be me that says, but there's an advantage. Why? Because it could be harei tachin sheyitz akiv ma'at v'yishtamesh balia. In other words, if you make him go up into the attic, if you make him go up into his apartment and then climb down into the downstairs apartment, maybe he'll say, you know what, I'll hang out here a little bit. This is my apartment. I just can't live here full time. There's a hole in the floor. I'll hang out here. I'll do my homework with the kid. I don't have to go to sleep. I'll go back down. So the landlord gains by making him go up first. No, hang out there. Listen, you can't go in that room because there's a hole in the floor. But everywhere else you can go. So by making him go into his apartment first, he might hang out there a little bit. He hangs out there a little bit, it's a little menucha for the downstairs guy. So it's not Midas Sodom. That's one answer. The Torah's Chaim is another answer, which is a whole lamdasha thing that, based on the Tosfos and Baba Basra, that even though it's a case of zenen evzel lo chaser, when it comes to apartments, maybe the halach is different, and you could be ma'akev even if it's zenen evzel lo chaser. But apartments, maybe it's different. We had this already a few times with apartments. Could be it's different, and therefore it's certainly a lot of time. I can't stop you from living here, but I can make it inconvenient for you. Okay? Okay, next. Im Tim Shalomar, if you want to say, Matzi Amale, he could say, Aliyah Virida, Loki Buli Alai, I never accepted upon myself to go up and down. That wasn't part of the deal. Listen to the following case. Shtei Aliyah, Zuel Gabzu. There's three apartments. The ground floor, the middle floor, and the top floor. And Mahu Ifchis Elyona. The top floor, he can't live there anymore. He was living in the top apartment, third floor. Now he can't. Now where can he go? Nachis V'darba Tachtona. He can go down and live downstairs in the first floor, right? What about Ifchis Tachtona? What if the middle one is broken now? He can't live in the middle apartment. Can the landlord say, you're not moving in with me? The top apartment's empty. Go live up there. Right? Mahu Limisalik Lagami Belyona? Can he send them up to the top floor? Miyam Rinon, do we say, the Amale, that the landlord could say, Shem Aliyah Kabbalat Alech? Listen, you're living in the upper floors. What's the difference between the second or the third? You're not in the ground floor. Right? People, yeah, it's so true today even. People rent an apartment. If they're not on the ground floor, it doesn't really make a difference already. Third floor, fourth, what's the difference? The ground floor people don't want to be on the ground floor. Right? Some people don't want to be on the ground floor because the windows are on the ground floor also. But if you want to, what's the difference? Second, third, fourth, what's the difference already? Oh, Dilma, no. Oh, Dilma, chadali a couple of light. I'll slap up one flight of stairs. Shtayali has lokibil light. I didn't agree to slap up two flights of stairs. Therefore, since the middle apartment's broken, you can't send me to the third floor. I'm moving in with you. And what's the answer? Teku. It's all teku. Okay? What? We can't even fathom such a halacha that I'm moving in with you. Okay, it's such a foreign concept to us, right? I can't even imagine such a thing. But that's how it used to be. Okay, next. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hatachto Nosen as Hatikra. Rabbi Yossi said no. Rabbi Yossi argued, and he said that the Tanakam said that the tenant just moves in with the landlord. Rabbi Yossi said no. Hatachton Nosin as a tikra, but Elyon as hamaziva. The lower floor provides the roof, and the upper floor provides the maziva. I don't know. Did we say yesterday that Rabbi Yossi? Oh, all he's arguing in is who's paying the bill. Right. So he's arguing who pays the bill. The Tanakhama seemed to imply that the bill is paid by the landlord. Rabbi Yossi says not so fast. Okay? My tikra. What's the tikra? It's the same area. So tikra and maziva, the same thing. So what's the tikra? What's the maziva? My tikra. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Omar, kinim visinoim. Kinim are reeds and thorns. In other words, gizunt. What I think that means is some kind of filler space. Right? Gizunt. Visatini Omar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and Satini, the name of a chacham, says, oh, the Gersi here gets out of that. Strange name. So either it's a name of a person or it's not. We'll learn it like it's a name of a person. Sidini Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Levachim. Levachim. What a Levachim? Look at Rashi. Levachim. Rashi. See that word there? See Levachim? Planks. Balaz. Planks. See that? Planks, Balaz, planks. Minasarim shel Erez. Planks made out of wood. Cedar wood. Right? Planks. Below Pligi, they're not even arguing. They're not arguing. Marki Asre. Each one in their own town. What was the standard custom of a roof? That's whatever it was, or a ceiling, or a floor. Whatever it was, that's what you provide. Hanu Beitrei, there were these two guys that have a diary that they lived. Chad Aliyah, Chad Tatoi. One in the upstairs, one in the downstairs. Ifchis Maziva. And they got a hole in the ceiling. In the ceiling or the floor. Same area. There was a hole. Kimashi Maya Eloi. When the guy upstairs would wash his hands, Ozli umazki letatoy. It would damage the downstairs guy. Right? All of a sudden, there's water dripping in him. He's lying in his bed, and all of a sudden, water dripping on his head. Right? Because coming from the upstairs, the guy's upstairs taking a shower. Right? So, Rav Chiya bar Abba Omar, Rav Chiya bar Abba says, Ha'elyon misakin. It's the upper person's responsibility to fix this. V'Rab Eloi Mishum Rav Chiya bar Yosi Omar, Hatachton misakin. It's the downstairs person's responsibility to fix it. Okay? So it's a classic machlokes. Who's responsible? The upstairs guy or the downstairs guy? The simon, and a simon to know who said what, is V'Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. So therefore what? So Rashi says that Yosef Hurad Targumo, the Targum of Hurad is Itchich. Itchis. Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosi Amar Tachton. Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosi said, it's the downstairs one, and Rashi doesn't say this, but you have to add this one. And Yosi and Yosef, we're assuming that was the same thing. So Yosi said, Yosef Hurad. Hurad means to go down. So meaning it's the downstairs guy's responsibility. It's such a complicated simon. I might as well just remember the halacha. Who said what? It's not a shortcut even. Right? You know, I have all these... When you study for the test, they have all these, what are those called? Huh? Mnemonics. Sometimes the mnemonics are more complicated than the rules. Just remember the rules, just remember the, what? I know, it's so complicated. It's a whole discussion. All these Ashkenazim go to town. Is Yossi a nickname of Yosef? Was it a name of Sneatmo? Okay, anyway. This machlokes seems to be very similar to our machlokes in the Mishnah. Our machloket, right? In our Mishnah, the Tanakhama, who the Gemara will call the Chachamim, hold that the landlord pays for the repairs, and Rabbi Yossi said they split it. So let's see how that plays out. So Lema, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Eloi, that these two mandamim who argue about the water dripping is Biplukta, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan Kabiflagi. They argued our Mishnah. That's the same machlokes. Well, how so? Lamanda Amar Elyon Misakein, according to the one here who said that the water dripping is the upstairs guy's responsibility, Kasavar, he holds Al Hamazik Laharchik Esatzmo. It's the Mazik responsible. The upstairs guy's the Mazik. Right? The upstairs guy's the Mazik. So it's his responsibility to fix the leak. So too in our Mishnah. Right? Therefore, he holds that the mazik is the one who has to prevent or pay for any damage. Therefore, it's his responsibility to fix the leak. One minute. Yeah, how does that play out to our Mishnah, though? Oh, so he holds like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. That what? Rabbi Yossi said, each of you pay for half. You pay for what you damaged, and you pay for what you damaged. You pay for the floor, upstairs guy, and downstairs guy, you pay for the ceiling. Right? Each of you pay the portions. And who's the one who says that the downstairs responsibility, the downstairs guy is responsible to fix this leak, Kosovar he holds? It's the Nizik's responsibility. Charles, like it's the victim. It's the victim's responsibility to fix his leak. So too, he would hold like who? He would hold the Chachamim, right? He would hold the Chachamim. He would hold like the Chachamim. What? Right. It's a downstairs guy's responsibility. That's what the Chacham said regarding the hole in the floor, hole in the ceiling. So Gemara's going to reject that. Says, wait a minute. V'tispura Rabbi Yossi v'rabbanon le'inyan nezek nezikin kabiflagi. That's not what they're arguing in. That's not what they're arguing in our Mishnah. But who's fixing this hole has nothing to do with nezik and mazik. V'ibcha sheminu. We learned the exact opposite even. Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah coming up in a few weeks in Maseches Bava Batra. Marchikin es ha'ila min habor esen v'chamesh amo. When you want to plant a tree and there's a public. Maybe even a private. We'll get to it next in a few weeks. A bor. And the roots of the tree move underground and can destroy the bor. So the halacha is, if you have a bar, you see a bar, you cannot plant a tree within 25 amos of that bar. More than that, we think it's far enough away. Okay? Ubechurovu b'shikma, with a bakta tree, chuz bakta, in English it's called carob, it's also called, say, John's bread. Such a tree, or shikma, or sycamore tree, the Gemara says they have very long, long roots, then chamishim amos, 50 amos. Okay? It'll be 50 amos away. Bein lamala, whether or not one of them is on an incline, or one's higher than the other, one's a little bit up on a hill, roots don't care about that, doesn't make a difference. Bein menatzad, whether they're all flush the same level. Now, im habar kodem, what if the bar came first? The bar came first, then what are you planting it for? What are you, who told you to plant that tree? You know that you see the bar. See im habar kodem, kotates, you kill the tree down, no saying damim, and you pay for the guy's tree. Why do you pay for the guy's tree? Right? Why are you paying for the tree? You guys shouldn't have put it up there. So Tosfos and Boabash is going to say, it's a huge loss for the guy. It's a huge loss. Cut down his tree, he's planted it, it's a huge loss. Even though he went against the Chachamim, he built it too close to the bar, we do compensate him because it's a huge financial loss. Okay, we'll get to it in Baba Basra. Now, Ima Ilan Kodem, but if the tree was there first, then Lo Yakots. You don't cut it down. Why? It was there first. You shouldn't have built the bar over there. Safek Zekodem, we have no idea, we don't know, right? What's the halacha? Lo Yakots. Until I know otherwise, leave it as it is. You want the tree to come down? Prove it came second. You can't prove it, it's not coming down. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afal Pisha Bar Kodemis L'Ilam. No, even if the bar came first, Lo Yakos. You don't cut it down. Why not? Shezeh Chofer B'Sok Shalo, V'Zenoteh B'Sok Shalo. Each one's in their own property. I don't care how close. You can't tell a guy what to do in his own property. Shezeh, different story. You can't tell a guy you can't plant in your own property. Can't do that. What do you see from here? Alma, you see from here, Rabbi Yossi Safar, af al hanizik lahakatas atzmo. It's the nizik responsibility. Why? I'm not compensating you because his tree damaged your bar. He's allowed to do whatever he wants on his property. You're a nizik. I don't care. Right? It's the nizik responsibility to be careful. You're not careful. You didn't. I don't know what he could have done. I don't know about that. What could he do? But that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbanan Savri? No. Rabbanan say, Alamazik lahachet azatzmo. Therefore, you can't tell me that our Mishnah has anything to do with this. Because they're inconsistent with what they hold in Baba Basra. So the Gemara says, you're right. However, we brought up the story of the water leaking, of the water dripping. So the Gemara says, yeah. Ela, iikalamemar, pligi beplumte, rabbiosi, rabbanan, the hasim kamifligi. Right. The case of the bar. And the tree and the 25 amos is the exact same case as the water dripping. That's consistent with each other. In other words, just like Rabbi Yossi holds, just like we have these tanoim, these shita here, what do you do when the water drips? Is it the mazik's responsibility or the nizik's? That's parallel to the machlokas and Baba Basra about the bar and the tree. Right? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's the nizik's responsibility, and according to the Chacham, it's the mazik's. So you have two mamonim over here. One says it's the nizik's, one says it's the mazik's. Our Mishnah has nothing to do with anything. Then what's the svar of our Mishnah? What is our Mishnah talking about? What's our Mishnah about? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan, Dahacha, Mike Biflagi. What are they arguing about our Mishnah? What's our Mishnah about? The Mishnah is about the Chozek Tikra Kamiflagi. They're arguing in the strength, not really the strength, the Chozek means strength, but it's really the purpose of a roof. What is the purpose of a floor or a ceiling? Rabbanan Safi Maziva Achzuke Tikrahu. It comes to strength. What's the Maziva? We said it's like some kind of material, plaster or some kind of thing that makes the floor nice, right? Why are you doing that? Why are you putting that there? So you know, the main reason why you're putting that there is to give strength to the ceiling. Therefore, Achzuke Tikra Al Tachton. The ceiling is the downstairs guy's responsibility. It's his ceiling. Why are you putting up beautiful plaster up there? Because you want to give the ceiling some strength. You want to give the ceiling strength. Now it broke. The downstairs guy's fault. I'll talk to him, boy. Rabbi Yossi Safar, no. Maziva, Ashvuye Gumos, who? You know why you do that? Because you want a normal floor. You want a floor that doesn't have bumps and whatnot on there. So the way to do that is to plaster it. Otherwise, it looks like an obstacle course if you don't have a floor. Therefore, it's the upstairs guy's responsibility. The Gemara says, "Ain't is that true?" From Rav Ashi, "Ki avina be'Rav Kahana." When I was Rav Kahana, Havi Amrina, he would tell me, "Modi Rav Yossi." Rav Yossi admits, "Begire delay." You begire delay means his own arrows. You can't sit in your property and take pot shot at the guy's window next to you and say, "Well, this was a consequence of my property damaging your property." What? It's direct damage, exactly. So the Gemara answers, it's direct damage. Nobody holds you can get out of direct damage. So the Gemara answers, the Pusky Maya Bahadar Nafli. No, the water got caught somewhere in between the two floors, and then it damaged. So it's not called direct. If it would be direct, then the Chacham Rabbi Yossi would agree. Since it's not direct, he doesn't say you're chayav. Okay. Next. Habayis Va'aliyah. A house and an upstairs. Shel Shnayim. It belongs to two different people. Rashi says, not a tenant and landlord anymore. They're partners. One owns the downstairs. Not partners. One owns the downstairs. One owns the upstairs. Complete owners. No more tenants. Complete owners. And Shenaflu. The whole house collapsed. The whole thing collapsed. Omar Balalil Balabais. So the upstairs guy wants to rebuild the house. So he says to the downstairs guy, "No, Livnos, let's go build a house. I'll pay half, you pay half." Right? Who ain't a Rosa Livnos? Doesn't want to. The guy doesn't want to. So what is the Baal Aliyah supposed to do? Hare Baal Aliyah bonus Habayis. The Baal Aliyah could build the house. Okay, to Machlokas, Rashi tells us what's going on here. According to Rashi, we'll do Rashi first. Rashi said, the Baal Aliyah builds the house. Vidor Besocha lives in the house. Ad Sheitin Lo Es Yitziyosav. Until the downstairs guy will pay his share, build the aliyah, they'll have to figure the cheshbon it out, then the Baal Aliyah will be more than happy to move upstairs. Okay? Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda argues. He says, no. Af ze dor besoch shel chaveiro tzorach lalas loschar. If you do that, says Reb Yehuda, you live in the downstairs without building the upstairs. You have to pay him rent. Okay? You have to pay him rent. Therefore, why do you have to pay him rent? We'll see in a minute in Rashi. Ella, Baalia, Bones Habayis, Ve'es Haaliyah. No, the Baalia has to build both. Makres El Yona, and he not only that, he finishes off the roof of the upstairs, meaning he builds a complete two-family house. V'yoshev v'bayis, and he lives in the house. Where does he live? Rashi says he lives in the tachton. He lives in the downstairs apartment. Now, according to Yehuda, you can't tell me I have to pay rent. I don't have to pay rent now. Why not? There's another apartment that's available. What does that change anything? We'll see in a minute. Ah, cheating lo yotzi also. Until he pays the expenses and gives his share. Okay? Look at Rashi of Amr of Yehuda, Afzed dor besoch shel chaveiro. Okay? Afzed dor besoch shel chaveiro. What did Rabbi Huda say? If you're entitled to an upstairs apartment, and you rebuild the downstairs apartment, and you live in it, waiting for the guy to come to his senses and build his share, you have to pay him rent. Why do you have to pay him rent? Right? But if you build both apartments, then Rashi has to live downstairs and not pay rent. What's going on here? Says Rashi, Af imkein hu. Af Baal Haaliyah, this Baal Haaliyah, kishu chozer ma'osav lezeh, has to pay rent, shehu dor besoch shalom, because he's living in the downstairs guy's apartment. Why? Because it's really the downstairs guy's apartment, even though the upstairs guy built it. Right? Rashi is just setting up his shita. The inami, zeh lo chaser, he doesn't lose, daha b'lav haki lahavi bani la. The downstairs apartment guy doesn't lose by the fact that the upstairs living guy is living in there. Why? Because he had nowhere to live anyway. He had nowhere to live at. So Rashi says, the zeh lo chaser. The downstairs guy is not losing anything. The he didn't build it. Ihu tarech lalos lo schar. Dezeh mi hanene. The upstairs guy is getting hana. She'elule bayezeh. If not for this house, ein lo makom ladur sham. There'd be nowhere else for anyone to live. The kasavar, and Rashi says of Yehuda holds, zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser chayev. One has no hana, one doesn't care, one gets hana out of it, chayev to pay rent. V'tzarech la'alos lo schar, and you have to pay rent. Look at the next few words. D'i lo mechshi karibis. And if not, it looks like ribis. Looks like ribis. How does it look like ribis? What are you gaining? You got a lot of lender?
You are. So what? Huh? You laid out the money to
the house. That's what Rashi holds. Fascinating. Rashi could say that. How can Rashi say such a thing? Right? If you'd be a lender, this is how they explain it. If you'd be a lender, this would certainly be ribis. If you'd be a lender, it would certainly be. So therefore, since you're not a lender, but if you were, it would be, it's Mexican ribis. Looks bad. You're not a lender. I own my thing, and you own your thing. We're not lenders. We're not the business partners. Happens to be. I yarsh in the bottom half. You yarsh in the top half. That's all. So it's mechzi karibis. Right? Look at the bottom Tosfos. Pirish bekuntris, the time of Mishum, the hashta lo nene, the hare aliyaso, mukhenes lo. I'm sorry, look at the second Tosfos, the middle one. Masha Pirish Bekuntris, the im e nosin lo schar mechzi karibis, e nere luri. That doesn't make any sense. Dema ribis shayachacha. What kind of ribis is that? Delo halvehu klum. There's no loan here. Shahare im abayis nisraf. If the house would have burnt down, lo hayanosin lo yitziyosav. No one would have to pay for anything. Burnt down. You know what? You go on your merry way. I'll go my merry way. Vegam ain anu tzrichin l'tam deribis. What's with Rashi with the ribis? That shahare time ohu mishum denen v'zeh chaser. Because Rashi b'gemara has no denen v'zeh lo chaser. What's Rashi throwing his den? It's a ribis. Tosas, I don't understand that. Right? In other words, if you come up to the reason of Zenen of Zelo Chasar, I don't need the ribbis reason. That doesn't answer my issue. I don't need that reason. Right? Look at the next Tosas. Pirish Bekoches, Rashi says, the time of Mishum, the hash to lo nene, the hare aliyasa mucheneth lo. There's no hana. Vikasha, the hanene hu, shen tarach lalos. What do you mean there's no hana to this guy? Zenene. Right? I'm sorry. One second. What was that, Kasha? Rashi says he's lo nene. The Balali is lo nene. Why is he lo nene? Because anyway, he has a place to live, right? One second, he's lo nene. Yeah, look at the last Rashi. The last Rashi says that he lives in the house hatachton. Rashi says the tachton. Rashi says the tachton. Remember what we said? You build both floors, live in the downstairs. Then you don't have to pay rent. Why? Because you can live upstairs. Says Tosfos. Right, Rashi says. Says Tosfos. What do you mean? You're saving the schlepping of walking upstairs. You are nana. Right? Look at that. That's what Tosfos says. Bottom one. We're here. Vakasha. Don nana hu. She ain't tarach lalos. You don't have to schlep up. Vinira, the Garcinan, therefore Tosfos says, I must hold that Umakre Etalia Vyoshe Bitocha. No! He changes the Girsa. You live up the upstairs apartment. That you can live in. You can't live in the downstairs. You are being Nene. What's the Nahana? You don't have to schlep. You don't have to schlep that stroller up the flight. You don't have to do that. Right? You are being Nene. Pirish Baliya, Veloya Nechla Balabai, Likhaz Zorchaj Yitnol Yosef. That's what it should say. That's what it should say. No? Tosfos Rosh tries to say answer. He says, that's not a tangible hana. It's not a tangible hana, so you don't have to schlep up. First of all, it's just a tiny hana, a small hana like that. That's not such a big deal. Tiny hana. Taras Chaim says, if there's hana that's not really monetary, it's not considered hana. Do those apartments go for less? In some of them, they don't. Right? You might not, an elderly person not going to rent it, that's true. Maybe a person with very young kids also might not. It doesn't go for less. Upper floors don't go for less. It's not hana that's tangible. It's not hana that's monetary.
Is that really true?
I don't think it is true, no?
That's part of it. That's all it. What about the guy who's got
So Tosfos had a problem. It can't be. So Tosfos changes the girsa. Tosfos changes the girsa to say it must be you're living in the upstairs apartment. Rashi is living in the downstairs. Tosfos, but you are getting hana. You don't have to shlub up. Tosfos Rashi says it's not such a hana. Tosfos Chaim says that that's not a monetary hana. So there's ways to get out of that issue. Next, Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shloshim mekomos shanu lo Rabbi Yehuda asil adam shiena imamun chaveru. Three times in Shas we know of that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says it's not right, that it's not true that someone can get hana from someone else's. It's usher to get hana from someone else's money. Chada haditnan. One was right here. You're living in the apartment. You have to pay rent. Why do you get hana for free? One right here. Idach, another one. Mahi, it's Diknan, we learned. Hanosin temer l'tefa. If someone gives wool to a dyer, l'tzvoa lo adam, he wanted you to dye it red. V'tzava shachar, you dyed it black. Or, shachar, you wanted him to dye it black. V'tzava adam, and he dyed it red. Remeir omer nosin lo demei timro. Remeir says you pay for the value of the temer. Rabbi Yehuda omer, it depends. Im hashevach yasser al ha'otza, if the profit is worth more than the expenses, nosin lo hayitia, you pay the expenses. Im ha'otza, if the expenses, yaseir al ha'shevach, are more than the shevach, nosin lo is ha'shevach, you pay the shevach. Let's talk numbers. Let's say the tzemer was worth $5. The wool was worth $5, right? And the expenses of the sheva, of the dye are $15. Okay? Got that? If the temer, after the dyeing, is now worth 19, okay, therefore, the shevach was 14, right? What? What? Right, no, the blank wool cost 5. I then have to spend 15 to make it pretty. Now I could sell it for 19. So the shevach, but forget the loss, the shevach is 14. Right? The Shavach is 14, which is less than the profit. Therefore, you have to pay only 14. But if, let's say it's worth 21, then you have to pay 15. That's what this means. Okay? The Idach, Maihi, what's the third one? Ditnan. I think we had this mission already. No, it's above Basra. Misha Para, Nixas Chovo, someone paid back a partial loan. And what happened was, he didn't want the document to be outstanding, so that the guy could collect the full loan again. He says, I'm not giving you the loan document back. You didn't pay the whole thing. I only paid part of it. So what do? The hishlo shestaro, they give it to a third party for amalo. And the borrower says, in ain ani nosin lach mikan viadzman ploni. If I don't pay back in time, no tain lo shtaro, give it back to him and let him collect from me again. Give it back to the lender. He'll collect from me again. Right. In the taka, the time arrives, he doesn't pay back. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitain, give it to him, let him pay again. The guy was a bragger. It's a smachta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, lo Yitain. Amai, why not? Lo Yitain, you don't give. You don't do it. So we're going to say maybe it's a smachta. But before we say that, it appears like same type of thing. You can't collect twice. Well, because you don't have to collect twice. Again, you can't have a no on someone else's property. Now the Gemara says, Amai, who said all these three have to do with that issue? Dil ma'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda ha-ha-cha. And our Mishnah Yehuda says, Ashita, ela mishum de'ika, shachri rusa. Because when you're living in the apartment, you're making the walls blacker. Wear and tear in the apartment. No question about that. That's what you're paying for. Inami or, l'tzvo lo adom v'tavo shachar. Why you get the short end of the stick? Because you're a mashana. Mishum de'ka mashana. Because you changed the instructions that were given to you. Utnana, we know this. Kala mashana yol atachtona. You change the instructions, you get to the short end of the stick. And umisha para mixes chovo navi hayasmachta. That's not a smachta. You can't brag like that. And we're not going to count that in halacha. That doesn't work. So it might not necessarily be true that he has a shita here that's a consistent shita. It could be each one's a different reason. Okay, now from now to the end of the Mishnah. Amar v'acha barad the mishmei de'ula. Everything that we're going to read now is the. We'll start. Tachton habal shanov. Let's say the house got knocked down, so they're rebuilding. So the tachton wants to do something different now. He wants to use bigvil. He wants to use thicker bricks. Thicker bricks only makes it better, right? Shmeinen lo, we let him. Begazis, you want to make thinner bricks. Thinner bricks means that the support for the upstairs is going to be worse. Ain't shomelo, we don't listen. Bikfisin. You want to use thicker, better wood? Shomen lovely. Listen, Bilavanim, cheaper wood. Ain't Shom, I'm sorry. Kfisin are also types of bricks. Thicker bricks, thinner bricks, then we listen. Levanim, ain't Shomelo. You want to use thicker bricks? We do not listen. L'sachach by Razim, you want to use the good wood. Shomelo, you want to use better wood than there was before? We listen. Bishikamim, you want to use sycamore wood? Ain't Shomelo. That's, we don't listen. Why? That's inferior wood. L'mai pechalonos, if you want to have less windows means more brick, right? More wall, more support. You want to have less windows than before, Shomelo, no problem. L'habers bechal, you want to have more windows. More windows means less walls. Less walls means less support. Ain't Shomelo, we don't listen. L'agbia, you want to make the walls taller. Ain't Shomelo, we don't listen. L'mai, you want to make them smaller. Shomelo, we listen. Now the exact same thing is going to be true for the upstairs person. Elyon, Shebal L'shanos. Now the upstairs guy wants to make it change. So big God is, if he wants to use thinner bricks, Shomelo, we let him. Bikvil, you want to use thicker bricks, and then going to be pressing down on the downstairs apartment. Ain't Shomelo, no way. Bikfisin, you want to use the better, the thicker bricks, the fatter ones. Ain't Shomelo, no way. Bilavanim, you want to use the worst ones. Less problems with the downstairs. Shomelo, that's no problem. Bar Razib, you want to use the stronger wood. Ain't Shomelo, we don't listen. Bishikma, you want to use the cheaper wood. Shomelo, we listen. Laharbas Bechalonos, you want to have more windows. Therefore, you're going to have less walls, and it's going to be less pressure on the downstairs apartment. Shomelo, no problem. Lamaid Bechalonos, you want to have less windows, have more wall, and press down? Ain't Shomelo, we don't listen. Lagbia, if you want to make it taller, ain't Shomelo. Why ain't Shomelo? What is that? What's the reason for that? Right. Oh, right, all right. Lamaid, you want to make it shorter, so there'll be less support, less things to support. Shomelo, we listen. Now, ain't lo lezeh, lo lezeh mai. Nobody has any money. Nobody can't rebuild. Nobody has any money they can't rebuild. We skip the parentheses. So what do? Nobody has money. So Tanya, Reb Nathan Omer, tachton otel shnei chalakim. The bottom stairs, the downstairs guy gets 2/3. They're going to sell the land now. They're going to sell the land. They can't afford to build. They're going to go the merry way. They both agree. How much do you get? 50-50? Reb Nathan says, no, it's not 50-50. The downstairs guy gets 2/3. And the upstairs guy gets 1/3. No, the downstairs guy gets 3/4. Amar Rabba, nakad Reb Nosson biyadecha. You should take Reb Nosson's word to the bank. Why? The dayan who? He's a dayan. The nachis luumka de dina, and he knows the depth of halacha. Kasav, or he holds kama masad aliyah bebayis tilsa. How much does a house get ruined by the fact that there's another floor on top of it? Reb Nosson says 1/3. In other words, if a house can last for 90 years, if you put a second floor on it, like a second apartment, it's only going to last for 60 years. So what do you see? It's only worth it. It's 1/3. Therefore, Hilkach is like Tilsa. Therefore, it's 1/3. Okay? Good? We're winding down the sentence above Metziah. We only have 2 more daf, and Shabbos' daf is 10 lines. So it's really one more daf. We will, Emir Tashem, have Shabbos morning at 8:30, just to have, not to learn nothing in the morning. And we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.